A group of local activists who campaigned against the millage extension in the state-controlled district gathered near Little Rock's Martin Luther King Elementary a day after the vote. They offered a renewed call to action.
The people, united, will never be defeated.
The activists said the defeat of the millage extension should send a message to the State Board of Education to establish a date for local school board elections to take place. Democratic State Senator Linda Chesterfield also suggested that leaders up the chain of command should listen.
It is important that the governor understands. Your voice did not prevail on this issue, Governor.
Yes.
Commissioner Key, your voice did not prevail on this issue.
Yes.
State Board of Education, your voice did not prevail on this issue.
Chesterfield was one of nine Democratic state legislators from Little Rock who released a joint statement after the vote calling for local school board elections to be held before the end of the year. State Education Commissioner Johnny Key has thus far announced no plans to do so. Governor Asa Hutchinson, who appointed Key, also suggested to reporters that there are no immediate plans for that to happen.
You know, obviously I've said that as soon as we can, I want to be able to turn that back to local control, but we have a responsibility as a state to assure that there's a strong education performance in our school systems, and that's what we're going to continue to do every day.
The governor said ultimately it's a determination for the State Board of Education. The board voted to take over the district in January 2015 because it deemed that six of the district's more than 40 schools to be in academic distress. That distressed list has since been cut in half because of improving test scores. Little Rock School Superintendent Mike Poor, who pushed for the millage to finance facilities improvements, has said that plans to build a new Southwest Little Rock High School could now be delayed for at least a year because of Tuesday's election result. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.